This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Congressional leaders say they'll begin hearings next week on the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. They say they hope to enact some changes this year. The White House has also begun a review of the panel's proposals and pledges to move quickly on areas it thinks will improve domestic security. Most of the attention has gone to the commission's proposals to reorganize the nation's intelligence efforts, but the nonpartisan panel also suggested many other changes, including steps to tighten border and transportation security. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The 9/11 Commission said that for terrorists, travel documents are as important as weapons. It found that as many as 15 of the 19 hijackers used fraudulent passports or visas to enter the United States, or that their names should have raised suspicion at the border. The panel acknowledged that some of these security gaps have been closed, but said the country remains highly vulnerable. Here's Commission Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton.
We need secure borders with heightened and uniform standards of identification for those entering and exiting the country, and an immigration system able to be efficient, allowing good people in while keeping the terrorists out.
The commission said Congress and the administration should speed up completion of a new program to track foreign visitors to the United States. That program, called U.S. Visit, requires foreigners who need visas to have their fingerprints and photos taken at the border, but it covers only a small percentage of visitors. Others will soon be required to use passports with biometric identifiers, such as fingerprints. The commission recommended that that requirement be extended to Canadians, Mexicans, as well as Americans. It also proposed national standards for driver's licenses and birth certificates to help prevent forgery. Richard Falkenrath, who is President Bush's deputy Homeland Security advisor until earlier this year, applauds the commission's approach.
To get into the United States, the terrorists have to travel, and when they travel, they are vulnerable. And our government has an opportunity to exploit those vulnerabilities by enhancing the quality of security that we have throughout our transportation and border system.
But Falkenrath, who is now with the Brookings Institution, says much of what the panel has proposed, the Bush administration has already begun to do. He says the panel failed to address some difficult decisions that need to be made to secure complex transportation and border systems. For example, he notes the trouble the government has had collecting airline passenger data for what it had hoped would be a more effective screening system called CAPS-2. Privacy concerns have all but killed the program.
The commission is silent about how aggressive the federal government should be on that and what data field it should require for a passenger. Those are the sort of things you have to decide if you're in the government. The commission didn't get into that. I can understand why. But if you are in a position of responsibility here, you must.
The commission said while a debate over CAPS-2 continues, the government should improve its other screening measures. It noted that so-called no-fly lists, which are handled by the airlines, don't include the names of all suspected terrorists, only those believed to threaten aviation. The commission also called for more balance in securing transportation. It said almost all funds now go to protect aviation, something it called fighting the last war. Stephen Flynn of the Council on Foreign Relations, and author of a new book called America the Vulnerable, agrees. But like Falkenrath, he says the commission's recommendations are thin on specifics.
There's certainly a lot here to start with, but ultimately getting us to where we need to be is going to take a much greater sense of urgency and a lot more fleshing out the mechanics of this all.
Flynn says the government has been slow to shore up security at the nation's ports, rail lines, and other facilities, and it's not clear how the commission's report will change that.
There has been a lot of reasons, the resistance within the private sector to making these investments, the difficulty state and local governments who often own these things to find the resources to make a difference, and the unwillingness of the federal government to invest in critical infrastructure protection here at home.
Flynn says he hopes it won't take another attack, but he fears it might to get the kind of action the 9/11 panel has proposed. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.